This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Wayne Allen Root, the warrior, with you on USA Radio Network. No other show like it on radio. I shoot from the hip. I speak from the heart. I let it fly, and I take no prisoners. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I'm American made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old US of A. In the immortal words of General George Washington, if you want peace, prepare for war. That's why every day on this show, we prepare for war. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, owned and operated by the great Edward Stultz. Gave me my shot in radio, a man of great taste, understands talent. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg. Another man of great taste who understands talent. Gave me my shot in national syndication. So thank you, Ed and Fred. This show is dedicated to you. Most fan-friendly show in America. I'd love to hear from all of you. All of you, my listeners, my fans, inspire me, motivate me. I get my energy from you. I get my best ideas from you. I read every single email. WayneRoot@gmail.com is my email. WayneRoot@gmail.com. You can call me toll-free from anywhere in the USA. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-927-8255. And my website, RootForAmerica.com. RootForAmerica.com. I mentioned in the last hour that Media Matters have come after me about so many different things lately for the same reason that you see the Nevada Democrat Party puts out a fundraising letter for Joe Biden last night, and it lists the five big enemies of Democrats and of Biden, and it's Donald Trump, it's Rush Limbaugh, it's Sean Hannity, it's Mark Levin, and it's Wayne Root. Isn't that interesting? I'm in the pantheon of five, the greatest five conservatives in America today. What a great honor. Thank you, Democrats. Thank you, Nevada Democrats. What a great honor. And that's why Media Matters is coming after me, because my voice is just so loud. I don't have the kind of audience yet. You know, I'm kind of the up-and-coming Rush. I don't have the audience yet or the platform yet that a Rush has or a Sean Hannity has, and yet I'm reaching millions and millions of people because everything I write and everything I say gets passed around to millions and millions of people. And basically, everything I say goes viral. And so I have an outsized effect right up there with the biggest names in conservative media. And so they're all starting to understand that. And that's why I'm the number one target of the left. They're all coming after me. And it's funny that Media Matters chose to come after me regarding that stupid YouTube video. It's like, why don't you just shut up and say nothing? But instead, you bring attention to everyone that the video is out there of this female scientist. Let me get her name here. Dr. Judy Mikovits. I want to make sure I had the name right. Dr. Judy Mikovits. She used to be, work hand-in-hand with Dr. Fauci, and now she calls him a fraud and says he's all about the money and can't listen to a word he says, and everything he said has been wrong, and it's true. All of that is true, that you can't listen to a word he says. You got to question everything. I question everything everyone says. That's what Media Matters doesn't understand. I question everything Trump says. I question everything Pence says. I question everything Mitch McConnell says. You know, I question everything everybody says. It's not a conspiracy theorist to not take at face value that everybody is like direct from Jesus Christ and preaching gospel. I think most people in government are liars. And you got to always take everything with a grain of salt. And sure, Trump has told a few whoppers. So has Obama told 10 times more. Oh, have you forgotten all the lies and fraud of Obamacare? They want you to forget that. It's nothing but lies and fraud. Everything Obama ever said about Obamacare, Media Matters was so concerned with silver, colonial silver, and the effects of colonial silver. It's not really going to stop coronavirus. Okay. Well, was Obamacare going to lower the cost of health care? How come Obama's not prison. How come the FDA and the DOJ and the Attorney General of New York didn't raid Obama when he lied to his teeth about everything about Obamacare? You won't lose your health insurance, and the prices are going to go down. You won't lose your doctor. It's the greatest thing ever. And then when he spent billions of dollars to build a faulty, failed website and gave the contract to an out-of-country company in Canada run by Michelle Obama's Princeton College classmate. Oh, there's no corruption there. None of that money got kicked back to the Obamas. And then, like, Seth Rich, they always say Wayne Root's conspiracy theorist. All I ever said about Seth Rich, who's the kid who worked at PNC, all I ever said about him was, the rumor was he gave all the emails of the DNC and Hillary to WikiLeaks, right? WikiLeaks. That was the rumor, Assange and WikiLeaks. And then all of a sudden, a week later, he's murdered the streets of Washington, D.C. for nothing. They didn't take his watch. They didn't take his gold chains. Didn't take his wallet, which had money in it. No, they had no interest. They just shot him in the back and left him to die in the middle of the street in Washington, D.C., in a relatively safe neighborhood, walking back to his house a week after he'd given everything to WikiLeaks. So my question to you was, did he give it to WikiLeaks? I don't know. But if he did, would that not make him a candidate so close to the DNC and the Democratic Party to perhaps carry out a hit on the bench? Somebody killed him, and it was a hit. I mean, what would you call it? It was a hit. It was a mafia-style hit. They shot him dead in the middle of the street in a safe neighborhood house, where no one ever gets killed? He didn't want his money? What would you call that? I'd call it a paid hit. So somebody paid for it. I think the likely suspect or anybody that was mad that he gave all this information and endangered Hillary's campaign. So it's someone in the Democrat higher up that could have had to do it. That's 100%. Is that a crime? Is that a conspiracy? Now there's new information coming out, and it all leads you to believe Seth Rich is the guy who leaked the information from DNC to WikiLeaks. And if that's the case, once again, it would become very clear somebody high up in the Hillary campaign or the DNC ordered the hit on the kid. Do I know that? No. Do I claim I know that? No. Do I believe it's possible? Yes. Is it a good question to ask? Yes. Who would be dumb enough to not ask the question? Let's put the shoe on the other foot. Somebody leaks information about Trump that does great damage to Trump's campaign, and the kid winds up dead. Are you telling every Democrat on TV, Chris Cuomo, Don Lemon, Rachel Maddow, all of them would not immediately say, oh my God, Trump and his people killed this kid? Of course they would. And by the way, you'd be stupid not to ask if a kid crossed Trump and leaked emails and wound up dead. Of course Trump's people would be suspect. Of course Seth murder hit would absolutely lead you to believe it could be something involving Clinton, Clinton's family, the Clinton, the DNC, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Wasn't it in the book of that other lady who's now... She's now a guest on Fox, and not a guest, but actually a regular guest on Fox News, a regular expert on Fox News. I can't remember her name now, but she was DNC, and she's an African-American woman. I can't remember the name. Donna Brazile. She gave the actual questions for the debate to Hillary. She's a cheater. Famous cheater who fixed the election as head of the DNC in favor of Hillary. And now she's a Fox News regular contributor. Donna Brazile. She wrote a book, I believe, or maybe someone else wrote the book, and she was quoted in the book, and she said from the point Seth Rich got killed, she closed the blinds on her windows so a sniper couldn't blow her brains out. Guess Wayne Root isn't a conspiracy theorist after all, am I? Why was Donna Brazile fearing for her life after Seth Rich was killed? Why? She obviously thought somebody was willing to kill over Hillary's election, right? And the leaked emails. So I guess I'm not such a conspiracy theorist to ask a question when you have a three-hour show every day and you speak literally thousands of hours a year on the air and you speak millions of words and 1% of them involves questions about certain things that are very mysterious. Seth Rich is one of them. Dr. Fauci is the other one. Something strange about Dr. Fauci and how he locked down the economy based on a whole bunch of misguided, hysterical, exaggerated numbers. And now the whole world has changed. And it's all changed against conservatives, against capitalism, against Donald Trump, against America, against the Republican Party. Wow. What a coincidence. Everything I've ever liked is endangered. Everything I hate is now empowered by coronavirus. That's a smart virus. It's a virus that knows the difference between big business and big box retailers and Costco and CVS and Walgreens and supermarkets. All the people that are life that donate to Democrats, all of them did really good in the crisis. And the virus knows when you're a small businessman, you're a Republican. 99% of every small businessman and woman is a Republican. And they all got killed by this virus, and most of them will never reopen or never be the same. Never, ever, ever be the same. Their business will never recover completely from this coronavirus. And none of the people I know are ever going to recover completely. It's a disaster for small business. It was great for Costco. Great for big box retailers. This is the smartest ever. Crazy. Even in Germany, they've now announced big mistake to lock down the electorate, the populace, and to close the economy. In Australia, they're announcing this. There are more suicides because of this than there are coronavirus deaths. And they're announcing all over America they're bankrupt. My governor, Steve Sisolak, announced today a national emergency, a national state of emergency in Nevada. There's no money to pay the bills. Great job to lock down the economy, isn't it? What you did is you screwed yourselves, you idiots. As I told you from the beginning, if you lock down the economy, we did build it. It's the businessmen and women like Wayne Root and Donald Trump that create all the jobs and pay all the taxes. Sales tax, property tax, payroll tax, corporate income tax, you name it. We pay them all. Without us, you close us down. Government has nothing. Zero. Bankrupt. You're screwed. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Hi, Wayne Allyn Root here. It's a different world in so many ways. When you venture out of your home, face masks are the new normal. Can you believe it? You've heard of the N95 masks that medical professionals use. And if they use an N95, don't we all want the best protection from particles and bacteria too? So a highly recommended mask that gives nearly the same protection is Boomer Natural's 30-day face mask, providing 92.2% antibacterial protection. It's very comfortable, easy to breathe and speak with, and they come in adult and children sizes, and very affordable at less than 30 cents a day. Here's what's really great. The mask can be used up to 30 days. Many masks are only good for one day, making it very costly over time. Order these doctor-recommended masks now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use the code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20% every time you shop. Plus, get free shipping and handling on any order over $50. That's BoomerNaturals.com, a U.S.-based company wanting the very best health for you and your loved ones. That's code WARRADIO20 at checkout. Save 20%. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big. finest known is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, so much to tell you about Wayne Allen Root, the warrior. The root's on fire. Our show really is on fire. It's quite amazing. And here's the thing. There's a primary coming up in Nevada for Republican candidates, and I'd love to tell you who are the right guys and the good gals, versus the bad guys and the bad gals. Nobody ever knows, especially with judges. I mean, especially with judges. And so the Nevada Republican Club has prepared a very special pamphlet that tells you who are the right judges endorsed by the Nevada Republican Club who are really conservatives. And I have prepared a list of who the right people to vote for every race in the upcoming primary. Most people just don't know. So you know Wayne Root has the right choices, and you know the Nevada Republican Club has the right choices for judges. So I've got all this compiled for you. All you have to do is email me, and I'll make sure that we get it out to you. Andrew Paul, my great executive producer, will get out to you our pre-prepared endorsements of all the right candidates for Nevada positions. So just email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com, WayneRoot@gmail.com, and we'll tell you the right judges, the right candidates, et cetera, et cetera. Number two bit of house cleaning is this little note I got. Someone texted me, one of my fans, that they claim they got from inside sources at MGM. I don't know if it's true. So I'm telling you up front, I don't know if it's true. But it shows the MGM Resorts casino opening schedule, and it shows that in June of 20, they're going to open Bellagio in New York, meaning next month. Not until October do they open the second casino. I'm not even going to name it. In January, they open the third. In April of next year, they open another two. In July, August of 2021, they open another one. And the final one, they're going to open in October, November of 2021. So not this November, a year from November, if this is true. they would just kill the Vegas economy and just kill the Vegas Strip. I have no idea. I mean, I have no idea if this is real. They, you know, I've got great sources from inside MGM, and they send me stuff all the time, and it's usually right. So it's probably right. Is that really their schedule? To open only two casinos next month, and all the rest are going to be phased in over the next year and a half? Because a year from now would be, you know, April, May of 21. They're saying the last casinos are like August and November of 21. That's a year and a half from now. That's incredible. I can't even believe that. Because the Vegas Strip would be devastated, and most people are not going to get their jobs back, if ever, but certainly not for a long, long time. And I don't know where everyone's going to stay. I mean, they're assuming that, I guess, a lot of crowds of people will not come back to Vegas for a long, long time, so they'll need all those hotels open, maybe. But if you have Raider games, don't those people have to stay somewhere? But as I said, the opening segment of the show, that stadium has become the biggest boondoggle in the history of America. It doesn't get any more boondoggle than Allegiant Stadium here in Las Vegas. Because if there's no fans, how's the stadium going to make money? And how are you going to pay for the stadium? Good luck paying for the stadium. I mean, it's a joke. That stadium's supposed to be paid for with sales taxes and with room fees at hotels. Hotels aren't going to be open. And if they were open, they're not going to be full. So you just committed yourself to an absolute freaking disaster. The taxpayers are going to get stuck with this bill. No wonder everyone I know is leaving Las Vegas. Everybody's moving. Every business owner I know is either moving or thinking of moving out of Las Vegas. I found out today a fantastic business owner I know is moving to Phoenix, Arizona. They're getting the hell out of Vegas. They got a big plant here. They just signed a lease for 20,000 square feet in Phoenix, Arizona. And it's just, it breaks my heart because Vegas and Nevada, the greatest state. I mean, basically for a kid who loves New York, and I love New York, for a kid who loves New York, Vegas is New York, you know, with just amazing hotels and amazing restaurants, all on one strip, 200 of the greatest restaurants in the world, 200 or 300, and the best Italian food and the best Chinese food and the best ethnic food and sunshine 24 hours a day and zero income taxes, and you can bet sports legally. If this isn't heaven and the most beautiful women in the world, right? If this isn't heaven, I don't know what is. And yet, you can't live here anymore because they're about to raise taxes dramatically because Democrats like Sisolak have ruined this state, have destroyed this state, he closed the economy, left it closed too long, destroyed the state. It's very sad. And so now everyone's going to have to find a new state. Right? I don't want that to happen. Everyone's urging me to run for governor against Sisolak, against Sisolak. And I don't know if I want to do that. I have a great career on radio and soon to be, believe me, you'll hear news on TV as well. And soon to be big news about more radio. All kinds of things happening, swirling around Wayne Root. Everybody wants my amazing following, fan following. By the way, Real Water is the sponsor of this segment of the show. How do you get real water? You don't have to wait in line at some supermarket or Costco or Walmart. Just go to Amazon or your Amazon Prime account, search Real Water, and when you add it to your cart, just put in 10 WAR as the coupon. 10, the number 10, WAR, W-A-R, and you get a 10% discount, and the Real Water is conveniently delivered right to your door. It is so convenient. It's so wonderful, and they come to me every week with new cases delivered. I don't have to schlep them around. Real Water. Thanks, guys.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has a message for some Democratic governors who are taking their time when it comes to reopening their states.
The people want to go back. The numbers are getting to a point where they can, and there just seems to be no effort on certain blue states to get back into gear.
Senate Democratic leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, is warning about a looming economic catastrophe in the United States. Speaking on Capitol Hill, Schumer says the national crisis that continues to grow needs additional legislation.
The new bill should be big and it should be bold. And that's what the House is working on right now, while the Senate, under Leader McConnell's leadership, dithers.
The U.S. is surpassing the 80,000 mark in coronavirus deaths. Data from Johns Hopkins University shows the new milestone, while over 1.3 million people have tested positive for the virus in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm here with Scott Youssiam, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Wayne
Alan Root, raw and unfiltered. Coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, the sponsor of this segment of the show is Liberty Health Share. Liberty isn't health insurance, it's better. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty has no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers. There are no contracts. Starts as low as $199 per month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family, which is amazing. I was paying $2,000 a month with Aetna when I quit 4 years ago, and that was all because of Obama and Obamacare. And now, you know, you talk about $529 a month for a family. Wow. I got my four kids on Liberty HealthShare. It's my fourth year. I've saved $72,000 just in premiums. And when I had kidney stone surgery a year ago, they paid the whole $27,000 hospital bill. These people are great. It's not health insurance, in my opinion, as I told you. It's better. This is the way healthcare should be. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. And, of course, as with all my advertisers, if you're driving and you can't write this down or you forget it, just remember WayneRoot at Gmail. That's easy to remember, right? WayneRoot@gmail.com, and ask me about the advertiser who's got the you know, the health insurance, or the advertiser's got the gold and silver, or the advertiser's got the health products, and I'll just answer you and give you the information, their website and their phone number, WayneRoot@gmail.com if you're driving and you can't remember, okay? We got our guest here, Casey Mulligan. He's a former chief economist of the White House Council of Economic Advisors, an economics professor at the University of Chicago, and he's got a new book out called You're Hired, Untold Successes and Failures of a Populist President, as in President Donald J. Trump. Casey Mulligan, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Show.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be part of the show.
So you were a chief economist of the White House Council of Economic Advisors for Trump, in other words, yes?
Amazing man to work for. I really miss it.
What was that like? Tell me what it was like working directly for Trump.
You know, he really is a populist. I learned that early on. He, a lot of Washington doesn't appreciate what he's trying to do, and he is there for the people. You know, trying to take out Obamacare, he that was one of the failures, but he promised that over and over on the campaign trail, and he does not forget even to this day that that was a promise, and he's trying to do it. A lot of pulling out regulations, you know, that regular people don't benefit from, but Washington folks do, and the constant battle, and he's fighting for them. It's impressive.
All right, we're talking to Casey Mulligan, former chief economist of the White House Council of Economic Advisors, author of the new book, You're Hired. So you may not know a lot about me, Casey. I don't know what you know about me, but I'm a huge, 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 maybe the number one most fierce defender, supporter of President Trump in this nation. Doesn't mean I don't criticize him when he does something wrong. And I think he's really made only one major mistake in his whole presidency. I think he's like 99 for 100. He's batting, you know, 999, which is, you know, enough to give the batting championship and the MVP, which is fantastic. But his one mistake was he never should have listened to the, you know, the doctor eggheads. Just because you're a brilliant doctor from an Ivy League school, and I know you're from Chicago, I'm from Columbia University, my daughter went to Harvard, so it's not like I'm putting down smart people or Ivy League schools. I went to one. But just because you're a smart guy from an Ivy League school doesn't mean you know anything about the economy. And Dr. Fauci and all these doctors, in my opinion, by closing the economy, made a tragic mistake, talked Trump into it, and ruined the greatest economy maybe in world history, turned it into the worst economy maybe in world history, and the greatest depression ever. What's your thought about what just happened?
I agree with that. And in fact, I cover this in the book, that the health department in general, which includes offices that we're hearing from these days, they totally ignore the harms that they do to businesses and families. They're supposed to track it, and I told them they need to track it. That's your job. It's just not something they do. They totally ignore it. And the president's in a tough spot because...
Yes, he is.
He remember, all of Washington wants to do this crap. And he knows that his base doesn't want that, but he needed to wait for his space for his people to speak up, and that's why he was happy to see the people in Michigan and other places. Once they started to speak up, because that's his only support is from us people. And until we were ready to be protesting and stuff, there's not much he could do.
No, there's no question. Look, I mean, you know, it's easy for me to say as a talk show host versus the guy who's responsible for the lives of Americans, and a doctor walks in, and you're not a doctor, you're like me, you're a CEO, businessman, you know nothing about medicine. A doctor walks in and says, the world's going to die, the world's going to end, millions will die, it'll all be your fault, they'll all be blamed on you, and they'll call you Nazi and Hitler, and your legacy will be death unless you close the economy. You've just got to close the economy for 3 months. It's very hard to say no to that because you don't want millions of people to die. So they put him in an impossible lose-lose scenario, and I just hope and pray he can now prove that he's the only guy in the world that could take a horrible economy twice and come back very quickly both times, right? That's got to be the hope now.
Yeah, I'm optimistic for that, and maybe there will be some opportunities there. Maybe further opportunities to deregulate. There's plenty of red tape that remains, and maybe this will be an opportunity to go to that next level.
So let me ask you a question. I've got a great friend sitting home who listens to the whole three-hour show and sends me tons of notes every time whenever I'm talking to guests about what he would ask them as an average everyday guy, you know, who's in the business world, and he's not a rich guy. He's, you know, like $100,000 a year salesman. My buddy's name is Matt. And Matt says, please ask this economist from the University of Chicago, Casey Mulligan, ask him a question. And then it says, can the economy rebound from this disaster? Can Trump turn this around? What's your real honest opinion?
Oh, it's definitely feasible. The concern that I always have is that Washington will make a bad situation worse. I mean, we know we could have bounced back from the last recession a lot quicker. You know, places like England did. And, you know, the Congress back in 2010, 2011 was just making a worse mess of it. And that's the risk factor I see here. And, you know, there is a Democratic House, and they have to go along on any kind of legislation. Like they did this huge unemployment benefit that's so huge that people would rather stay home and not work. I hope they don't do too many unforced errors like that.
Right. In your book, you've got a quote, and it kind of seems to apply exactly. And this book was obviously written well before the pandemic, and yet it's incredible that you hit on this quote. It's from 1961, which, by the way, was the year of my birth, and the president was Eisenhower. And he said, yet in holding scientific research and discovery, I said that wrong. The quote is from President Eisenhower in 1961. As I read it, I'm realizing wasn't Kennedy president in 1960? So Eisenhower was already gone as president, but he was still President Eisenhower from having been president. And the quote was from 1961. Make sure we get everything accurate. Yet in holding scientific research and discovery in respect, as we should, we must also be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific technological elite. What a brilliant ahead of its time quote. And doesn't that apply to Dr. Fauci and everything that just happened in this pandemic?
Oh, yeah. Well, it applies to about just everything that's been happening in Washington. Now, in this pandemic makes it obvious to the whole country, but it's been going along for a long time. You look at what they did with Obamacare. Again, that was captured by the technological elite. You look how they handled the opioid epidemic very poorly. Again, that was captured by the elite. Now, those were somewhat smaller issues, and now we have a big, big issue on our hands, and it's obvious to all of us that, you know, we need to respect them, but they should not be dictators.
So, knowing that we're facing a Great Depression, and this is bigger than 1929, this is horrible, this is a worldwide greatest depression of all time, what would you do as an economics professor from Chicago University? What would you tell President Trump he could do to supercharge this economy and get us out of it, number one? And B, what do you think of my idea? And this is something I've written about. I've written 13 books. And in almost every book, in some part of it, I mentioned a national income tax vacation. Why shouldn't we just say for the next year we're suspending people who, you know, from paying income taxes so you get to keep all the money you make? Wouldn't that get us out of this disaster and encourage people to use the money to buy a new house, to expand your house, to improve your house, to improve your business, to open a second business, to hire people, and suddenly it's invested stocks, and suddenly you've got this amazing economic surge because people don't have to give the government 40 or 50% of what they make just for a year. Let everyone keep their own money. What do you think of that idea?
I've never met a tax cut I didn't like, but I like that one. You know, the president, of course, is pushing for a that on the payroll side, but actually the payroll tax is even a bigger deal than the income tax for the majority of Americans. So he's actually aiming for a bigger tax cut in that sense. Whether he'll get it, I mean, he's got to get Congress to go along.
I mean, he's aiming for a bigger tax for the average American, the payroll tax, but it's not a bigger tax for the average small businessman or woman, and that's what fuels America. In other words, all the business owners are the ones who decide if we get rich or not. That's what makes the economy work, because they're the ones doing all the hiring, and they're the ones who pay almost all the taxes, and the people they hire pay even more taxes. So, I mean, mine would be good for small business. In other words, I don't worry as much about Social Security tax as I do about my income tax. So that would supercharge me. So that's the reason, you know, I feel that one as a small businessman, I feel that would be even better. But one thing you got to do is you got to correct this incentive not to work. Most people I know of are collecting more money on unemployment because of the federal government rule. They're giving you the extra, you know, the extra bling bling on top of the states. You're getting more than you were making while you were working. That's terrible, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's so bad. I didn't believe they were doing it. I had to read it over two or three times, put out the statute. I mean, it's like 20 times bigger of a bonus than they offered in the last recession. I don't know what they were thinking, but they did it.
Well, liberals were thinking, not conservatives. It's a disaster. Casey Mulligan is the former chief economist of the White House Council of Economic Advisors, economics professor at the University of Chicago, author of the new book, You're Hired, Untold Successes and Failures of a Populist President. And he talks about his time at the White House and some of the great moves of President Trump. Boy, he's going to need that mojo, and he's going to need those moves over the next year if we're ever going to turn this economy back around again, if we're ever going to make America great again. All right, Casey, thanks for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
Wayne Allyn Root, the Warrior, we shall return. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-896-8242. 800-896-8242. That's 800-896-8242.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now.
now, today. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Raw and unfiltered.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Well, let me remind all of you that I want you to contact Newsmax TV because my show was suspended by Newsmax TV for something I said about one of the most famous liberals in the world. And I'm legally precluded from telling you what I said, but please write Newsmax TV and say you demand the Wayne Root Show remain on Newsmax TV. And you want to know what it was that Wayne said? Ask them. I dare you to ask them. What did Wayne say about the most famous liberal in the whole world that made them suspend my TV show? And what would make a conservative TV network suspend a conservative TV show on Newsmax for something Wayne said about a liberal? Who would think that would be possible, right? Ask them about it. All you do is you write letters at Newsmax.com. That's it. Letters at Newsmax.com and put it to the attention of producers of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Letters at Newsmax.com and actually CC it to customer service at Newsmax.com. That way it'll absolutely get through. Letters at Newsmax.com, customer service at Newsmax.com, and to attention producers of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. And if enough of you send letters, I think they will get the message. Dr. Nancy Wolf is the sponsor of this segment of the show. She's got a great book out called Conscious Matrix. She's a conservative professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years studying the human mind. And her book applies now more than ever about this coronavirus epidemic. It's all about our biology, our history, our culture. And she says all these things are pre-wired and predestined to win. America is number one in the world as the greatest country and the most exceptional people because we're supposed to be. We're pre-wired to win. Some greater authority out there, whether it's God or President Trump, is going to save the soul of America, she says. We will win because we are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Gives you a real uplift to read this book. LibertyHillPublishing.com, Conscious Matrix by Dr. Nancy Wolf, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. So I'm going to go back to Elon Musk in this segment. Because Elon Musk told the Democrats he's going to move out of California and take his plant with him because you people are all crazy and you want to tax me to death and regulate me to death. You won't let me reopen my production assembly plant. You're out of your minds. And a Democrat California assemblywoman drew outrage over a tweet she sent Saturday night shortly after Elon Musk announced he'd move his tech company to Nevada or Texas once he reopens. Representative Lorena Gonzalez, Democrat of San Diego, tweeted late in the evening, F you, and she spelt the rest of it, to Elon Musk. Now, I got to tell you, it's just like Nancy Pelosi, it's just like Maxine Waters, it's just like AOC, it's just like Hillary Clinton. And so this is not a racist screed by Wayne Root. It doesn't matter if these women are black or Hispanic or white. Rashida Tlaib, name all the crazy ones. The one from Michigan, whose name escapes me at the moment. Rashida Tlaib from Michigan. The one from Minnesota. Ilhan Omar. There's so many names to remember. My God, my brain has to be encyclopedic to remember all these names of all these liberal politicians who are all the same. And in this case, all of these female liberal politicians are foul-mouthed, horrible human beings. Just horrible. They're just filthy mouth. Someone should wash their mouth out with soap. Their mother should have taught them how to speak. Can you imagine saying F you to someone who pays millions in taxes? And now he says, I'm going to leave because you won't let my plant open up again. There's no reason why my plant can't open. Coronavirus has all been proven. Not a scam, not a hoax. It's not. But it's been proven we reacted wrong to it. It makes no sense to leave businesses closed. You're not going to have any tax money. And people are all going to lose their jobs. They already have. And they're never going to get them back. And Elon Musk realized that. He's gone from a big ultra-green liberal to now he sounds like a damn conservative. And that makes a California congresswoman, Representative Lorena Gonzalez, or I'm sorry, assemblyman. She's an assemblywoman. That makes her, is she an assemblywoman or is she a congresswoman? Actually, it says Democrat, Representative Lorena Gonzalez, Democrat San Diego, so she might actually be a congresswoman. Here it says a California Democrat assemblywoman, but when you say Representative Lorena Gonzalez, I guess she's an assemblywoman. Either way, it doesn't matter. She's a foul-mouthed cretin. She's a communist and a foul-mouthed open-borders creep. And she says, F you. Terrible, terrible people. And meanwhile, he says he's opening his plant, Elon Musk, whether you like it or not. Even though it's supposed to be closed, he's opening it. Nothing you can do about it, and you want to come arrest someone, arrest me. And I love it, because, you know, it's going to be another Shelley Luther clash. That's the hair salon owner in Dallas, Texas, who stood up for her rights, told the judge nicely, go screw yourself. I'm not going to apologize for feeding my family. You can't keep my salon closed. And he sentenced her 7 days in jail. She served one day, and then the whole world took her side. Governor of Texas took her side. The Supreme Court of Texas took her side. The Attorney General of Texas took her side. Lieutenant Governor paid her fine. And then at GoFundMe, they raised $500,000 for her, I'm sure from all conservative patriots all over this great country. God bless you, Shelley Luther. Great job. And now Elon Musk trying to do the same thing. He's trying to be a hero. I mean, this is just smart marketing. If I had a car plant, I would do the exact same thing. If only I had a major car factory in Las Vegas, I would say, Governor Sisolak, I'm standing right in front of the door. Come get me. I dare you to arrest me in a sanctuary city where you don't arrest illegals. And you won't hand them over to ICE. That's not America. And the American people would take my side. Good job, Elon Musk.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps, in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics.
Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.